T.S. Garp's story begins with his mother, Jenny Fields, a woman determined to live life entirely on her own terms. Rejecting society's limited roles for women, either somebody's wife or somebody's whore, Jenny decides to become a mother without the complications of marriage. Working as a nurse during World War II, she encounters Technical Sergeant Garp, a brain-damaged ball turret gunner whose mental capacity has regressed to childlike simplicity. In a calculated act that combines practicality with determination, Jenny uses the dying soldier to conceive a child, naming her son after him. This unconventional beginning sets the stage for a life that will be anything but ordinary. What makes this tale so compelling is how it captures the fundamental human struggle between fear and desire. Jenny's fierce independence shapes young Garp's worldview, teaching him to question conventional wisdom while simultaneously instilling in him a deep anxiety about the dangers lurking in what she calls this dirty-minded world. Like many parents, she wants to protect her child from harm while preparing him for life's inevitable challenges. Isn't this contradiction, wanting both safety and freedom for those we love, the essential parental dilemma? Garp's writing career begins with love. Helen Holmes' declaration she might marry a wrestler who's also a writer, but a writer first. Despite academic struggles, he approaches writing with wrestler-like determination. His breakthrough comes in Vienna, while accompanying his mother as she writes her feminist manifesto. While Jenny writes effortlessly, Garp struggles until discovering Franz Grillparzer's preserved room, inspiring The Pension Grillparzer, a story about a hotel evaluating family featuring a unicycle-riding bear. Throughout his career, Garp's writing channels his deepest fears. His masterpiece, The World According to Bensonhaver, explores violence's aftermath and protective instincts, suggesting women possess greater capacity than men for enduring both brutality and emotional vulnerability. Garp's creative process mirrors our attempts to make sense of life's chaos, becoming his way of wrestling with an unpredictable world where love and violence coexist. Young Walt's misunderstanding of Undertow creates the novel's powerful metaphor, the Undertowed, a psychological specter haunting the family throughout their lives. For Garp, the Undertow embodies his fear of losing loved ones, manifesting as obsessive security checks, strict safety rules, and disaster scenarios. Helen notes Garp's contradiction, treating their children as intellectual equals while suffocating them with protection. The undertow intensifies after Walt's fatal car accident, seemingly validating Garp's fears. In Vienna afterward, Garp becomes hypervigilant, while Helen and Duncan embrace the city. When Duncan returns late from the park, Garp panics, only to find him safely enjoying a pastry nearby. This tension between embracing life and protecting ourselves from its dangers reflects a universal anxiety, knowing everything we love could vanish instantly. Yet the novel suggests this fear shouldn't prevent us from living fully. The undertow remains present in every goodnight kiss, celebration, and ordinary day. Throughout the novel, relationships appear both essential and complicated, with desires often challenging moral intentions. Garp's marriage to Helen faces its greatest test during her affair with Michael Milton, partly retaliation for Garp's earlier infidelities, culminating in an accident that kills Walt and injures Duncan. Despite this tragedy, their relationship endures as they navigate grief together, welcome daughter Jenny, and incorporate Ellen James, a young rape victim whose attackers cut out her tongue, into their family. Their bond demonstrates how commitment can withstand adversity. The novel presents connections beyond conventional relationships. Roberta Muldoon, a transgender former football player, becomes integral to their support system. Jenny Fields creates a sanctuary for women, while Garp's encounters with Cushy Percy and Charlotte shape his understanding of connection. What makes these relationships compelling is their messy authenticity. Irving refuses to idealize love, instead showing how it persists through betrayal and loss, suggesting meaningful relationships require both vulnerability and forgiveness. Fame transforms Jenny Fields and T.S. Garp, bringing both adoration and hatred. Jenny becomes a feminist icon in her nurse's uniform, making simple moral pronouncements, while Garp resents her followers, especially after being portrayed as bitter about living in his mother's shadow. He's particularly disturbed by the Ellen Jamesians, women who cut out their tongues in solidarity with a rape victim. When The World According to Bensonhaver becomes controversial, Garp's editor John Wolfe warns, "You can't imagine yet how you're going to hate many of the reasons for your success." Wolfe markets the book by exploiting Garp's famous mother and Walt's death, despite Garp believing the autobiographical basis was the least interesting aspect of any novel. The price of fame becomes clear when Jenny is assassinated by an anti-feminist, and later Garp is murdered by an Ellen Jamesian. Their deaths boost book sales, causing John Wolfe to contemplate leaving publishing, sickened by how violent death benefits business. The novel suggests public personas inevitably distort private realities, creating dangerous disconnections between perception and truth. Loss permeates The World According to Garp, culminating in Walt's death in a car accident that reshapes the family's lives. After this tragedy, Helen gives birth to their daughter Jenny, bringing some relief. In Vienna, Garp feels the Undertow's presence more intensely than ever. Following Jenny Fields' assassination, they return to America and must rebuild. Garp buys the Steering family mansion and becomes the school's wrestling coach, replacing Ernie Holm. He offers to work without pay, explaining he simply needs something to do beyond writing. This healing period eventually enables Garp to resume writing with renewed purpose, beginning My Father's Illusions, where he invents a complete family history. The novel suggests meaning can emerge from devastating loss by incorporating grief into a new understanding of life's fragility. As wrestling season begins, Helen recognizes the determined young man she'd fallen in love with. The family finds a new equilibrium, aware that in Garp's world, an evening could be hilarious and the next morning, murderous. After Garp's murder at 33, his books gain renewed popularity. The Pensioned Grill Parser, published posthumously with Duncan's illustrations, particularly endures on its own merits. The novel follows characters long after Garp's death, showing his lasting influence across generations. Duncan becomes a serious painter and pioneer in color photography, developing an eerie, sensual, almost narrative realism. His acclaimed family album series features paintings based on childhood photographs, with Walt appearing as the blank face or turned figure, the absent presence still shaping the family. Jenny becomes a doctor specializing in terminal cases, while Ellen James grows into the real thing as Garp predicted, a very good poet. Helen protects Garp's literary legacy, telling would-be biographers, "Read the work, forget the life." The novel suggests that stories, in books, paintings, or memories, are how we transcend mortality. As Duncan, Jenny, and Ellen toast Captain Energy and describe themselves as full of Garp when feeling energetic, we see how one person's spirit lives on through others, our most profound legacy.